You're listening to SBS News.
Staring down yet another vaccine rollout, there's no rest for health workers like Sydney pharmacist Adele Tahan.
It started really busy. Yes, everyone's wanting. We've had phone calls. The phones haven't stopped ringing since it was announced, and we've had people coming in. And we started immediately as soon as the announcement went, and the general public were aware of it. We started vaccinating. We had a very busy weekend. But obviously, the wider ranging availability of the vaccine, the fourth booster has made it much easier, and a lot more people qualify. Almost 7.4 million people now qualify.
There was so much interest, she says, sourcing vaccines is once again proving difficult.
I actually just drove to Panania, which I've never been there, so I found out where it is, to get some vaccines, and I'm just about to go to Abbotsford to get some more. Last night I drove to Willoughby, to another pharmacy, to get some more vaccines. So I've been driving around Sydney, and a lot of my colleagues and friends, pharmacists, have been doing the same because they've had a massive surge in demands, and they didn't really predict this announcement last week. So again, we need more support right now, and every healthcare professional at the front line who is vaccinating does require the vaccine.
The timing of today's expanded eligibility is no coincidence. There's a new Omicron subvariant, BA5, and it's threatening to become dominant. Health Minister Mark Butler says it's proving to be a tricky adversary.
The really troubling thing about this is that it appears to evade immunity that people generally get from having COVID before. So just because you had COVID earlier this year doesn't mean you're protected from these new subvariants. We're seeing substantial numbers of reinfection from people who had it earlier this year. So case numbers are going to continue to climb, is the advice of all the chief health officers. Hospitalisations, unfortunately, will continue to climb as well, which is why we're acting so quickly to expand eligibility for that fourth dose of the vaccine, which starts today. That will boost your immunity, and also expanding access to antiviral medicines, which are critically effective at preventing people from getting severely unwell.
With most third doses administered months ago, Vice President of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Chris Moy, is concerned we're heading for another spike.
There's almost no doubt we're going to get a nasty spike in not only cases, but increases in the number of people in hospital. Because again, what we know about BA4 and 5 is that it's faster in terms of more infectious. It's going to reinfect a lot of people. And then we're going to get this extra wave with people ending up in hospital. So this is why overall there's been a significant amount of concern, more concern than I have heard for a long period of time from health authorities about the concern about what's going to happen in the next month or two.
Data from Israel, which started administering fourth doses at the beginning of the year, shows the shot offers increased protection from catching COVID for about a month, but still gives greater protection against severe disease after that. Sydney University epidemiologist Professor Robert Boy says it's vital, given Australia is now recording more than 300 COVID-19 deaths a week.
More than we've ever had. So people out there are vulnerable. They're getting very sick and dying, and a booster can make a real difference. The border's been open for about 6 months. Social distancing is reduced, and we're getting a burst of a whole bunch of different viruses, RSV, influenza, parainfluenza, adeno, and COVID. And all these viruses come back because people are mixing closely.
More than 95% of Australians over 16 have currently had two doses of a vaccine, but only 70% have had their third dose, despite them being widely available since the start of the year. As for fourth doses, up until now only over 65s were eligible, and of that group, just over 60% have had one. The fourth dose is now available for everyone over 30. But it's only listed as specifically recommended for people over 50. So the question now is, will there be the same level of interest in that younger age group?
Yeah, I'm actually just on my way to go have it now.
If they say it's the right thing to do, then absolutely. We believe in the medicine.
Yes, definitely.
We were just in the doctors, but they're already booking out.
From those like Adele Tahan delivering the doses, the message is clear.
please speak to your local pharmacist or your local GP and find out if you qualify. And if you do qualify, please try to get it as soon as possible. It's the biggest chances of, reducing disease severity and death.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.